Dead End Sports, the place where sports opinions collide. I'm your man, Manny Brown. What's going on, everybody? What's good, everybody? Before we get into it, make sure you like and subscribe to this video and the channel, Dead End Sports. We got new content coming at y'all each and every day, 365 days. Go make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, drop a review. 2022 will be, without a doubt, our biggest year yet. Come along for the ride, yo. It's going to be dope. Well, first of all, I apologize for being a little MIA the last couple days. I just got my wisdom tooth pulled on my left side here. So I'll try to make this video short. I know I talk a lot, but I'll try to make this video as short as I can be. Can't talk too long on this side of my mouth. So, yeah, I try to keep it short and simple, man. Kudos to Brian Flores. Kudos. Finally, it took someone having the guts, the balls, the courage, whatever adjective you want to describe, whatever adjective you want to use, it finally took somebody like Brian Flores to say, oh, you know what? This is bullshit, and it's time to burn the whole fucking system down. Everybody must go. If I got to turn in mentors and friends, if I got to, you know, show all the fucking receipts I got, whatever, I'm going to do it. Kudos to Brian Flores, man. It takes a lot of courage to do something like this. We all know if you've been around and have lived in this life for more than 5 minutes, you know the person that is the whistleblower, the guy that goes out there and shows the courage, always, by definition, gets dragged through the mud, gets the challenges of being the first one out there, the first one to plant their leg on that ledge. And Brian Flores did that, and he deserves credit, man. He deserves credit. He deserves credit. It's not easy. It's not easy. And this isn't just exposing the issues with the Rooney Rule, exposing the NFL's hiring practice. This is so multi-layered. This is so multifaceted. I mean, you're talking about, you know, potentially the integrity of the sport being compromised when you have allegations, and I'll go on the legal term, allegations, innocent until proven guilty. But when you have allegations of, you know, potentially tanking games and money being exchanged or offered, that's huge, man. So first of all, credit to Brian Flores for doing it. I said it, you know, it's interesting. My first video I did for 365, I said it with the David Culley situation, that it was going to take something catastrophic, something big happening to really shine a light on this and really have us having a real conversation about this. And this is it, man. This is it. This is the start of it. Having a coach like Brian Flores, a guy who's well-deserved, who you can make an argument just on being fired alone from the Dolphins, has a suit. And then, of course, all the ensuing things that allegedly may have happened. This is major, man. This is major. And it's about time. It's about time. The NFL has gotten away with this. And it's not just the NFL. Every sport, every major business, you know, it's fitting. It's Black History Month. So you see all these corporations, you know, oh, we love Black people and we support Black people and Black causes. Yet they don't hire Black people. They don't hire Black people in positions of power. They don't hire positions of leadership. You know, so it's ironic and funny that, you know, this happens literally on the start of Black History Month. So kudos to Brian Flores there as well. But nah, man, I mean, it's the NFL, and we're specifically sticking to the NFL because we know this is a problem throughout society as a whole. But the NFL is an archaic system, and it's time that it gets blown up. And the way we blow it up isn't just by saying, oh, we need to hire more coaches, Black coaches, or we need to hire more Black GMs. Bro, look at these owners sitting in these boxes, owning these teams. Out of the 32 owners, there's 31 of them that are white. There's only one person of color, that's Shad Khan, that's an owner. The rest of them are old white men. Old, crusty white men who came up in a system that was, this current system that, you know, upholds these archaic standards, man. That uphold these archaic standards that realistically are no longer in vogue and should no longer be in vogue. But that's how you change it. You get these fucking clowns out of there. You get the Stephen Rosses of the world, the John Maras of the world. You know, John Mara, the Saint, the Mara family. You get him the fuck out of there. You get the clowns in Denver out of there. You get everybody associated with old, views, old archaic views and values, you get them the fuck out of there. And I'm not saying just bringing in new old guys is the deal. No, I think you need younger, preferably black, but at the very least younger, progressive owners, guys that have lived experiences, that have been around the block, that have actually seen black people and have been around black people and not seen just black people as the hired help. You get those guys in there. That's the only way that this shit is going to change. If somebody with some ability and some know-how and some, you know, I always say this, the way you change systems and situations from a political standpoint is through the election process, through the legislation process. And this is the way you fix it from here. You got to bring in new owners. And I get it. It's hard. It's hard to tell a motherfucker, don't buy a team, or get a nigga out of there that paid $2 billion to own a team. I get it. It's not easy. But that's where this has to go. It has to hit to the very top, and you got to start fucking with these owners and fucking with their money. That's the only way you're going to do this. So kudos to Brian Flores, man. I don't know where this is going to go. I think this has legs, and why it specifically has legs is because you're taking the crux of the argument that the Rooney Rule and the NFL hiring practices are a sham, and this is why, and then you're attaching the part of, you know, allegedly, you know, the integrity of the sport being compromised because of it. That's where it'll have legs. That's where it'll be far reaching. That's where you can kind of sell that in a court of law or in a court of public opinion and say, okay, this is bullshit. And hopefully this spurns on some change, man. I hope so, because it's time. We talked about it with David Culley. We talked about it with Steve Wilkes. We talked about it, you know, ad nauseum with name a black coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And yes, it's a multi-layered, multi-faceted discussion. You know, it's not just, oh, the NFL's racist, the NFL's bad. No, there's different. There's so many layers to this, man, that a little 7-minute video is not going to be able to, you know, deduct. But I'll talk more in depth about it. I'm actually doing an appearance on the Vanguard podcast live on YouTube tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Time. So that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time for those that are listening and watching. And, you know, if you're on the West Coast, that is 3 p.m. West Coast time. So, yeah, man, come check it out. I'll talk about this at length and at in depth. And yeah, man, once again, I want to say kudos to Brian Flores, man. It takes guts to do this. It takes guts to do this. All right, I'm going to get up out of here. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. My fucking jaw's getting sore. I'm getting out of here. Make sure you like and you subscribe this video and Dead End Sports. Dead End 365. We doing it. 365 days a year, a new video each and every day. Let's get it. Peace.